Show set.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing great. We've just had a fun time pre-show kind of catching up.
Yes.
And talking about the future and, you know, about our lives and about the show and about events and everything else. And it's, it's a good day. It is a good day.
Hang on. No, like, look.
Rock and roll.
Yes, we've been like catching up before the show and everything. It's been really great. Then you said something and I was like, whoa. You don't tell me that when we're not recording. Like, we need to actually start recording right now. Because, all right, so
we have to get this on mic.
I want proof. I want it like in writing. I want to be able to refer back
to it.
This
way I can't back out, right?
Exactly.
If we put it out there in front of, you know, the 10,000 people that download our, you know, podcast every week, then it's, you know, it's just gospel.
We got to make it happen. All right, so John David, you were just telling me that your amazing wife scored you some tickets. Now tell me more about these tickets.
Well, it's in January, and it's for a little concert in a town in southeastern Texas along the Gulf. And that's really all there is to know.
Okay. All right. No. All right. A little bit more than that.
I mean, you know, it's a relatively well-known individual that will be, you know, performing at this event. And yeah, I mean, you know, he may or may not have written a song for Princess Diana and I don't know.
The Lion King?
Lion King wears a lot crazy outfits on stage. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. English guy, you know, and, you know, there's
and the city where this is taking place.
It may be down the street from you.
It's Houston. You're coming to Houston, man.
I'm coming to Houston to see Elton John in January.
I mean, you're coming to, well, let's be more accurate. You're coming to Houston to see me. And it just so happens you'll also be able to see Elton John play.
Yeah,
as well.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
it's really cool, man. It's great. We just kind of a last minute thing. And some of our kind of couple friends that live in Jackson, they were kind of hunting these tickets and they were like, you want to come? And we scored four of them, two for them and two for us. And so we've got some kind of Airbnb that they've found down near the Toyota Center or something downtown?
So you'll probably eat the Edo area downtown area?
Yeah, it's somewhere down there. So,
oh, dude.
But anyway, it's going to be fun, man. We're excited.
That's awesome.
So John David in Houston for a couple days, and we'll get to hopefully link up with you. And, you know, I've got a lot of family out there in Katy and kind of western Houston. So
get out
there and see them and stuff. So it'll be good, man. Yeah.
I cannot wait, man. All right, you've got to give me a couple of hours or something, because like I got to show you, like, you know, I've got to reintroduce you to Houston. I want you to see Houston through my eyes.
Seeing it through your eyes will be fun, because like I grew up going there as a kid all the time,
right,
just because of my family and stuff. But I never really lived there as a adult, and you know, so I would go visit, and I know my way around, you know, Westheimer and some of the big, you know, thoroughfares
and all that
stuff. But like, I don't know. You know, I just I don't know like you do, because I don't live it, right? I don't live it, so there's a difference. It'd be fun.
So you grew up in Houston, and now you are returning to Houston. You could almost say it's the circle of life.
You're such an idiot. Something like that.
That's great.
It'll be fun. So yeah, we'll have a good time. Hopefully, get to link up and smoke a pipe and all that. So,
well, great. You know, it's appropriate, because of course here we are for our Thanksgiving episode, which you know, I will actually be in Jackson for Thanksgiving. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see each other for a minute or two while I'm in town. But dude, I'm really excited to talk about you know, what we're gonna be talking about this week. But first, we always do this, or that is to say, we've done this for the last several years, and it is now that time, yes, again, for the Country Squire Radio best of for the year that it was and was 2021.
Gosh, so, that's crazy. It's already time for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's wild. That is wild. Yeah.
So the way that we've done this in the past, and the way that we kind of continue to do this, is we kind of treat this as a little bit of like a partnership with the audience and with you guys listening at home. So the idea is that we put it out to you around this time of year, and more specifically, literally right now, go to CountrySquireRadio.com. You'll be able to find the link. We want you to go through all of the various categories and basically nominate who you think was the best of. We've got some great categories there for best pipe carver, tobacconist, for blends, for products and people. We're really wanting to highlight folks in the industry who have done some amazing work this last past year. And so for your best of 2021, head over to CountrySquireRadio.com right now to go ahead and look up those categories, put in who you'd like to nominate. And then when the time comes at the end of the year for our big special, John David, more so than me, and a little bit me. There's some, you know, especially like when
together.
We do it together.
We do.
We do it together. I try, and then you veto what I say, and then we do what you say. Yeah, no,
there are certain topics, and you know that you have more expertise on. And that
That's true. That's true.
That's valid.
So, I'm kidding, man. Yeah, absolutely. So we want y'all's help with that. Again, head over to CountrySquireRadio.com right now and get those nominations in. By the way, while you're over there, if you've not already done so, this is the time to order your Country Squire radio ring. I can guarantee it will not be there by the time that we do our best of 2021 episode. So you want to make sure to get those ring orders in. So it makes for an awesome Christmas gift. So lock that in right now at CountrySquireRadio.com. All right. I think that's it. I think that's all the housekeeping items.
Man, that is. I will say I wanted to mention one other thing. We are releasing in early December our 50th anniversary cigar. It is a project that we've worked on a very long time. We may actually take an opportunity to carve out an episode to talk about that, even though it's cigar related. Because the world ended in 2020, the wrath of the Lord came and destroyed everything, and you know, we're rebuilding civilization and all this. You know, it took a lot longer to get our 50th anniversary cigar in than we anticipated. But we partnered with one of the best cigar blending houses and manufacturers in the world, literally, to produce this cigar. And it's Aganorsa cigar. They're very good at what they do. They make cigars for lots and lots of other brands and their own label. And so anyway, just really proud of how it came out. They are in, and we are going to release them in early December, just because how all the, you know, crazy events have happened. You know, we opted, unfortunately, just to not really have a 50th anniversary shindig, because we legally still can't really in our location. It's just crazy. But we are going to release our 50th anniversary cigar in December of this year. So just teasing that out there and throwing it out. And anyway, look forward to it. And we'll be selling those on our website.
So. Out of curiosity, you said you got them in, though. Like you got them in stock.
They're literally sitting about 15 feet to my right in a makeshift humidor.
Okay. All right. So if somebody, say, was like, happened to be in town and like happened to slip you a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
Like maybe they might be able to get early access.
I don't know. I'd probably only limit it to people that were like groomsmen in my wedding or something.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Yeah. That could be arranged. Okay. All right. Good. We're good. Man. Awesome. Yeah, man. The holiday season is upon us, and that's one of the great things. You know, a lot of specialty items start becoming out there. So the fact that it's an anniversary item that's hitting the shelves right in that holiday hustle and bustle, I think that's the right timing for it, all things considered. I know it's not the ideal, it's not what you wanted, but hopefully it'll be a good mover, a good seller, and a good smoker, which
and a good treat for the holidays. Good smoker. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. All right. It is our Thanksgiving episode. Now, for years and years and years, for our Thanksgiving episode, we have done a series called Tracking and Packing. And I want to say, I could be wrong on this, but I think this very well may be our longest running series on Country Squire Radio.
That's weird. It's not even like it's kind of.
It's not the best
series that people don't even. It's not. It's really not. When people think of like, oh yeah, they're gonna do Tobacco Talk or Hero of the Bowl or whatever, right. It's like, oh yeah, there's that little weird, you know, crap they do to like, you know, kill space around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's tracking and packing and
the softballs around the holidays that we throw out there. That's hilarious. Man. Like, yeah, tracking and packing. And the thing is, this it's a series that has evolved because originally it came out of, if I'm not mistaken, an early question, a pipe question of the week that we had in the early days, which was about traveling with your pipe.
Yeah.
And so we thought, man, this is a great question to answer. And, you know, people are going to be traveling a lot for the holidays. Why don't we do this kind of around the holidays? And, you know, it just seemed to make sense. And then over time, as we kind of like, you know, realized, hey, this show seems like it's going to last for some time. We're like, you know, hey, this now has kind of naturally fallen into our Thanksgiving Day slot. But
yeah,
after talking about the, you know, travel regulations with your pipe for, you know, a couple of times a year, you know, a couple of times over a few years, you realize you have to adapt it. So we adapted it to be really more about how you carry your pipe, what kind of pipe cases are out there and that sort of thing. And so that is how tracking and packing came to be our Thanksgiving Day special. This is the time of the year where we are thankful for all the various means and methods of carrying our pipe.
And we reserve the right to continue to modify it as needed.
Oh, 100%, which is universally true of the show as a whole. Yes,
right, in general, right. No, that's exactly right, man. So, you know, it's the time of the year where we start venturing out a little bit. You're coming to Jackson for, you know, for Thanksgiving. And I'll be literally right here for all the big holidays because, you know, we get like a few hours off on that day. And then, you know, right back at the shop on Black Friday, right back at the shop on the day after Christmas and all that kind of stuff. You know, having traveled with my pipe for years now and kind of having an idea of what folks are looking for and what they need, you know, to get it done. It's a good thing to, you know, kind of visit some of the products that are on the market and tips that people have out there for, you know, traveling with your stuff. Are you going anywhere else, Bo, for the holidays or last couple months of the year?
Yeah, so we'll be in Jackson for Thanksgiving, but for Christmas we'll be here in Houston. But like, I believe like the day after Boxing Day, we'll actually be heading to New Orleans, and specifically just me and Christina. So we'll have a couple of days to ourselves there, which will be a lot of fun, and then we'll head back for New Year's.
That's great. That's great, man. Well, good. I hope that turns out really nice. I'll be stuck with a bunch of overweight Mississippians. surrounded by cigar smoke.
Well, okay, you gotta work off those pounds somehow. But let me ask you something, man. Because this, you know, the reality is this is a good episode, not just for the holidays. It is something that really has benefit year round.
Yeah.
And this is so embarrassing. This last past weekend, me and my wife, we took the kids down to the coast, and we were just kind of enjoying a nice little kind of a beach day, essentially, on Saturday. And it was really nice. And I kind of I accomplished a personal goal of mine, which was to have a fire on the beach. I told you a little bit about that. I might talk about that in a future episode. But when I was doing this, I wanted to not just enjoy, you know, a nice fire on the beach and not just enjoy, you know, s'mores and good memories and stories with the kids. I wanted to enjoy my pipe. And so I brought down, I don't have it actually with me right now, but I brought down my pipe and I realized that I was in a bit of a panic because I didn't have any means of carrying this thing that I felt comfortable bringing to the beach that I also had like readily available. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I committed what I want to say is a pipe sin.
The grievous pipe sin.
Pretty close. So I packed, oh man, I'm going to get hate.
Go ahead.
In the Ziploc bag that contained my pipe tobacco, I stuffed my pipe and my tamper.
What's wrong with that?
Is that okay?
People like, do that to kind me, of junk all the time. Yeah, I mean,
it seems like you should separate the pipe tobacco from the pipe until it's time for the two to meet, you know?
Well,
like,
I mean, you know, that you have to go into, if you're going to do that, you got to go into it knowing that, like, yeah, the pipe tobacco is probably going to rub off on the pipe a little bit, and there might be some, you know, little leftover, char crumbles dottle that, you know, might kind of go into the pipe tobacco from your pipe, and the odor of the cake from your pipe might infuse the tobacco a little bit, and, you know, the oils of the tobacco might, you know, discolor the outside of the pipe. But yeah, what the heck is wrong with that, man? That's just, you know, making it work.
All right. I feel somehow more judged and also freed by that. Thank you. But the question, man, is like, you know, so it's a good reminder of like, okay, I need to have good methods for getting my pipe around, man. So I'm excited to see what you got for us.
No, this is great. Yeah. So we're going to feature a couple of products today from a well-known brand and friend of the show who has really been kind of on the front line of making more stylish tobacco related accessories, pipe related accessories over the past 5 years or so. And then we're going to talk about something totally off the wall. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of our own products as well. So
love it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, a lot of fun. So yeah, tracking and packing this year, I want to mention again, you know, earlier this year, we had a event at the Country Squire with Eric Stokeby of Fourth Generation
Pipes.
And of course, he just does such a good job You know, earlier this year, Eric Stokeby with Fourth Generation Pipes and Tobacco came to the shop. We had a killer event. It was awesome. You know, people came from all over. It was one of the first times that we really kind of stuck our toe back in the water for doing an event, even though it's kind of tricky right now with that. We did it and had a great turnout. It was fun, and everyone was safe and had a good time. One thing he brought along with him, we sold a lot of pipes, sold a lot of his tins of tobacco, which is really fantastic. And we need to talk more about those on the air at some point. But one thing he brought along with him was a selection of his newer accessories, particularly his pouches and cases, his travel cases, which are all just very high quality. Over the past couple of years, the fourth generation products from Eric Stokeby have changed just a little bit. They are actually being distributed by a new distributor now. Where they were being distributed by one group, they're now being distributed by another group. A lot of the pipes and things are the exact same. They're being manufactured in the same places. But some of their marketing stuff and some of their kind of lifestyle products have changed just a little bit to kind of coincide with that. I love what he does with these carry cases and pouches because they're so versatile. Almost all of them function not just as a pipe accessory, but also as kind of a lifestyle accessory.
Yeah, I was about to say like a lifestyle accessory.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really, really nice. So the first one we're going to talk about today is the fourth generation combo pouch. And particularly, I'm looking at the one today in black and orange. It is very handsome. And they're all classic with just a little bit of aggressiveness as far as the styling goes. So what we're looking at here is a leather bag, essentially. It's not something that you're just going to clutch like a little combo pouch. I mean, it is a larger case. It's in a very handsome black, but it's almost a blue black. It's like a black that's got just that little bit of midnight blue in there that makes it just kind of elegant. And what I love is they've really set it off with this orange zipper and orange stitching around the side of both the case along the trim where all the leather work is folded over into the pockets, and then also on the carry handle that is attached to it as well. So it's a very handsome piece that it's traditional, like most pipe smokers would like. Pipe smokers are suckers for traditional kind of stuff, but it also is a little forward enough to kind of make you think like, oh, that's cool. I could see that, in a modern, clothing stores or something like that. So it's kind of
interesting. Kind of reminds me of, just from kind of what I'm looking at here, it does kind of remind me of like a bookcase or something of that nature, like a trapper keeper.
Trapper keeper. Yeah, dude. Wow. That's awesome.
Like a high class trapper keeper.
Do you remember, of course, Bo and I both grew up in the Bible Belt and Christian families,
I know where
you're
going
with this. Yeah. Yes. I mean, do you remember those like fancy leather Bible holders that people had?
That's like exactly what it looks like.
So you buy your study Bible and then you put it in this holder but the holder's nice because then you have a place to put like your highlighter and some little sticky notepads. And
man, you learned the whole catechism to get that one too.
No, you did. I mean, you had to recite it like backwards and forwards. Yeah. Of course, you Presbyterians, you got like the, lambskin, all the really nice stuff. And,
well, that is true. But it is true, though.
So, right. Yeah. No, it's true. Yours came with like a bottle of scotch when you recited your catechism.
Well, no, mine didn't because I never recited all my catechism. I was bad. All my siblings got Bibles. I didn't get a Bible.
That's funny. All right. So anyway, all our friends that are totally unaware of these kind of things are like, y'all are insane. And
it's an insight into a subculture. It's great.
It really is. So it kind of does look like a Bible holder, a carrier for your fancy Bible. You open it up, this clamshell case, and immediately you're struck with the same blue-black leather that just has a really supple feel to it. And then it's contrasted with – they've kind of got this top grain leather with the little – I'm not a leather expert, but kind of that grain that has the texture to it, that you might see on a lot of leather products. But then it's offset with leather elements that are very smooth. They're really flat and smooth. And so there's just a little bit of a variance and even the leather products that they've put inside here to just give it that little bit of edge, which is really nice. So it's just a very interesting looking piece. I think when you see it in person, you really get that. Inside the case, you've got a fold-over tobacco pouch, which is a full-size tobacco pouch. It's very, very nice. Yeah. And the nice thing about it, too, Bo, of course, our listeners can't see this, but this pouch has a slot for your pipe cleaners as well. And so really nice. You can put your tobacco and pipe cleaners right there in your pouch. This particular four-combo deal, of course, carries four pipes, but it carries four generous size pipes. You know, a lot of times you see these pouches and they're like, oh, it carries three pipes. And well, if there were pipes for Smurfs.
right, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, with two decent pipes and one pocket pipe or something. But this carries four large pipes. It's really well made for that. And the loops that you can put these pipes in as well are very big. They're big loops. And so, you know, if your pipe is severely bent, or if it has a big shank, if it's got some weird extension, there's just a good chance that your pipe is going to fit in this case. I mean, we sell so many pipe cases and travel cases and stuff. You know, they fit a lot of pipes, but then you try to put a Nording in there or some big clunky freehand or like an Oompol, and it's just not going to work. And this is a case that you'll be happy with. So,
and those are typically the ones you need a case for more than anything, really.
And you really do. Yeah. It's like, well, what are you going to do with this? Well, I guess I put it in a tube sock or something, you know, which we've talked about before, actually.
This is true.
Another thing too, this case has a really nice pouch on the outside and the inside. It's just a big pocket that takes up the entire length of this. It is big enough to hold either a tin of tobacco. You can put an entire tin of tobacco in there, which is very handy. But it's also big enough for like a Kindle or like an iPad mini, something that you could tote with you, you know, a tablet device as well. There's some little pockets here that you could put pens and things in. So it really does work as a multifunction kind of deal. And for the pipe smoker that's got other stuff going on that doesn't want to necessarily take a whole bunch of things on the road but still wants to have their pipes and, you know, if they've got to go to a meeting or whatever, this is just a really handy little case. So
I get the sense that multifunctionality is going to be a theme for a lot of these.
Yeah, yeah. It is. And I think, you know, more and more of the cool carry case items are kind of going in that direction.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of neat. So it retails for around $100. You can get it, you know, depending on the retailer, somewhere around there. A couple places have it on sale, but it is available at some of the bigger. The Country Squire, oddly enough, doesn't have it on our website, but some of the other online retailers actually have it for sale, and we'd encourage you to check there.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. This next one.
It's pretty wicked. Yeah, it's pretty wicked. dipping back into the fourth generation, Eric Stokoby, again, just, you know, talking about how aggressive Eric has been with his accessory designers to try to bring some real flair into the pipe world. You'll probably remember if you've been a pipe smoker for a while and kind of in our community, about 5 years ago or so, maybe it's been a little longer, but Eric introduced the Pipe Smoker's Messenger Bag, and it was a big hit. It was awesome. Yeah. It's got loops for pipes inside of it. It holds a laptop. It's got, you know, a dedicated spot for a tin of tobacco. I mean, it's just really cool, right? It's just really, really neat. And so he, you know, that kind of had its heyday, and you know, folks were all about that for a while, and so he's done it kind of again, really, just really, really neat. And he's recently come out with his fourth generation backpack. It's a leather backpack, and it is a backpack. I mean, it's a very handsome, hardy looking, sturdy, all leather pack, and it is really nice.
It looks awesome.
It is really, really nice.
So cool, man. Yeah. Like, it really. Yeah, this is Dear Santa.
it's sharp. It is really sharp. And there again, you know, we talk about the multifunction purpose of a lot of these products, and so this one, it just has that in spades. So you're looking for at a brown backpack that's you know, you think of JanSport backpack or whatever. That's got, you know, dual straps that go over your shoulders, and it's got two really nice sized pockets on the front that have button enclosures that have these faux strap things that you see a lot of times on premium leather goods. And they are big enough actually to hold tins of tobacco. So mm-hmm. perfect for that, designed just right for the pipe smoker. It's got a drawstring that you kind of pull to in order to close up the main compartment of this fold over leather top. When you open the top, you open this drawstring deal, and it's big enough to hold a decent sized laptop or a Kindle or something of that nature. But it also has little loops and whatnot for your pipes and accessories. So just really, really sharp. Something that, you know, you could easily take into a meeting or on the train or, you know, wherever you're going, if you're on an airplane or traveling and just want to keep some knickknacks with you, including your pipe stuff. This kind of does it all. I mean, it really, really does. And it's very handsome.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good looking bag, man. Like, as you say, it speaks to that multifunctionality. And I think, you know, I love that that's kind of a trend these days, because I think it speaks to kind of where the modern pipe smoker is at.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, some folks definitely like having kind of that specific pouch. I think there's kind of that like extreme pipe enthusiast, of which many of our listeners are, that like having those pouches specifically for your pipe and just your pipe tobacco, like that's a plus. That is something they're after. But for a lot of newer pipe smokers, you know, they want to be able to tuck away their pipes, tuck away their pipe tobacco, and have kind of an intended place for it without trying to stuff it in directly into like their laptop carrying case, which doesn't quite speak to where they're at.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I mean, the modern, you know, sensible smoker is going somewhere to smoke a pipe and, you know, read a book or you know, journal or get on his laptop or pay bills or what, you know, what you're going to do, some activity, throw a frisbee. I don't know. But I mean, there's, you know, there's some point in this. This kind of combines a lot of these functions and lets you just have this very multi-purposed item. So really, really cool.
That's right.
It's more expensive. This backpack from Fourth Generation Eric Stokoby is retail priced at $195. But, you know, sometimes you can find it on sale a little less expensive than that. But really handsome and would make, frankly, a really good Christmas gift for the beloved pipe smoker in your life.
All right, man. Next up, what we got?
All right. So, Bo, when you think of Country uh-huh. Squire Radio,
okay.
when you think of Country Squire Radio, what is the very first thing that comes to your mind?
Tappendad Ash. No.
And I just want to know why you haven't said duck hunting quicker.
Oh man, yeah, of course, duck hunting. As long time listeners know, you and I are very weathered outdoorsy sportsmen who go out into the swamps of Mississippi and the bayous. The ducks, they're in swamps and bayous, right? Like no. into right. the wetlands. That's it. We go off into the wetlands, of which we know what wetlands are, to go and hunt Correct. Ducks. And when I say that, I'm not talking about that little orange gun that we use to shoot the Nintendo duck while the dog laughed at us every single time.
That would be more actually that would be accurate for us. What for our yes, knowledge
that you know that is actually yes. So no, I you know, John David, duck right. hunting did not cross my mind.
Obviously, duck hunting is synonymous with Country Squire Radio. this next product, I'm really excited to share, and it is so random. And if anyone orders this product because of this podcast, the folks that are at this, you know, organization are going to be like, who are these
right,
people?
Right, right. Like, tell them Country Squire Radio sent you, and they'll be like, who?
Yeah, please do. And they'll be like, what is a Country Squire right. Radio? Yeah.
Your car told you to come here? Okay.
So this is really funny. I'll tell you a quick story. We recently sponsored a table at a waterfowl conservation event. And there's a bunch of duck hunters. They get together. There's these societies all over the place that kind of, they hunt ducks, but they also are into, you know, wildlife conservation and making sure the populations are protected and, you know, that they're healthy breeding grounds and, you know, that the predators are kept at the right balance and everything for a healthy ecosystem.
Yeah. Was this a Primos thing out of curiosity?
It was not actually. Okay. Yeah, it was not. But actually, he was there. The Primo's gentleman locally here was there. But this was not sponsored by him or anything. That's a Jackson related thing that none of you guys.
I was just curious. Yeah.
So anyway, this particular organization is called Delta Waterfowl. Delta Waterfowl Foundation. They're all over the place. They've got these chapters that kind of promote conservation and that type of thing. But anyway, these are duck hunters that are, you know, getting together, and we sponsored a table at this event because one of our customers is heavily involved in this deal. Well, as a gift for sponsoring a table, the Country Squire received, and the Country Squire as in John David Cole, received this this bag, this like shooting bag that is incredible. And I have repurposed it for a pipe bag, and it's just
– it's been pretty awesome.
It's just wicked.
When I first saw this, the first thing that actually came to my mind was not duck hunting, to be honest. It was more of like dun 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 dun. Yeah, man, Indiana pipe smoker right here, Indiana Jones.
It's really cool. This is a great bag, and so man, the name of this bag is the Heritage Messenger Bag, and you can find it at banded.com. If you go to banded.com, this is one of their Avery Heritage Collection products. And so at the very top of the page, you see a little link that says Avery. You click that, it brings up all the Avery branded products. And then there's this Heritage Messenger Bag. This thing is incredible. And it is not meant for pipe smoking at all. There's no pipe related anything in this that I'm aware of in the design, but it is awesome. It's got 7 exterior pockets, which mostly are meant for shotgun shells and duck calls and, you know, accessories that you might use while you're out in the blind. And then it's got, you know, just these great sized pouches that actually work perfectly for things like pipe cleaner. I mean, it's literally like a bag of BJ Long pipe cleaners was used to define the area for this particular pocket right here. Really, really awesome. All these pockets perfectly hold a round or square size 10 without being too bulky. And then it's got this very generous clasp that kind of opens up to a similar drawstring thing to the fourth generation bag. Inside that, you've got room to put, you know, multiple accessories, pipes, but also obviously, you know, as we talked about before, things like books or shotgun shells or anything else. And man, it's just a really, really nice messenger bag that it has kind of an adventure look to it. Like you said, it's an explorer type bag that, you know, this is not a polished bag. It's handsome. It's very nice looking. You know, it doesn't have the luxuriousness that you might associate with the fourth generation products. This is something that's more dressed down, right? It's go with your blue jeans kind of thing. And it's a really nice bag. Now, and again, I don't want to in any way say that this is meant for pipes. It was not, you know, designed for pipes. If anything, it was designed more for, you know, the hunting enthusiast and that kind of thing. But it is it's been a great pipe bag, and has enough room for tablet or a Kindle, which is great. And then a generous compartment in it if you want to tuck away a book or some other items. And then plenty of room for multiple tins, pouches of tobacco, even if you want to take an existing pipe case like the fourth generation 4 pipe case that we discussed and put it inside this bag, you could do that. It's just really nice. And of course, it's designed as just a shoulder strap messenger bag. So it goes over one shoulder, but really quick access to a lot of your pouches on there. So if you need to get to a pipe cleaner real fast or any of that kind of stuff, it's just really easy. Anyway, so super random, but Avery Heritage Messenger Bag that you can find at banded.com. And this was just a gift that was given to us, and I have dual purposed it or newly purposed it as my pipe bag, and it's awesome.
hey everyone, come look at this thing I got. No, it's awesome, man. Like, this is actually really, really cool.
It's great. It really is so surprising. Yeah, it's one of those deals that you know, I was like, I mean, I literally felt so out of place at this Delta Waterfowl deal. It was fun to go and support, you know, our you know, my friend that is involved in this organization and all that stuff, but you know, I was literally the only one there that, you know, had never
actually
shot at a waterfowl. Yeah.
I have gone beaver trapping once with the judge. That's the extent of my hunting.
I don't I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. All right, bring us home. Bring us home with something a little bit more pipe centric, my friend.
One other thing I was going to mention is that if you'll remember, late last year, very early this year, we partnered with the folks at Bradley Mountain to come out with a canvas waxed pipe roll
that
holds one pipe. It has a special compartment for your lighter, a pipe cleaners, and your check tool, and an entire tin of tobacco. It comfortably holds a tin of tobacco. And those will be re-released this year just a few weeks right before Christmas. So we're looking at a debut right after the 1st of December. We think they should be in. So anyway, keep an eye out for those. They're very handsome. They come in like an olive green and a military khaki. They're just very attractive, but incredibly durable, high-quality products. The folks at Bradley Mountain do a good job with that. And those are Country Squire branded products. So, be representing your favorite, or maybe I was about to say your favorite tobacconist, but it might just be, your silliest tobacconist. But whatever it is, you will carry us with you as you journey.
That's good stuff, man. All right. So, when we're talking about tracking, we're talking about packing, we're talking about moving our pipes and our pipe tobacco around. It's great to have these cases for all of the various accessories and everything else. But, there's a new product that kind of hit the scene very recently that is also now available and branded from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That is right, man. We've got this year. It's really cool. So we've talked before about the pocket jar and, the Country Squire has our own branded pocket jars now. We've had our friend Dave Shane on from the Pipery. And there's probably no better logo to emblazon on something that's this sharp looking that you can tote with you and put your pipe tobacco in than the Missouri Meerschaum logo. It looks sharp on a pocket jar, and they are sold right now for $8 a piece at corncobpipe.com. So go check them out. The pocket jar is this great contraption, if you are unfamiliar with it, that it's like a tiny little sliver of a mason jar, and it's perfect for holding, a couple bowls, a day's worth of pipe tobacco. Fits great in your back pocket. You can throw it in your bag without taking up as much room as a tin or maybe a large Ziploc bag. And it just does a really good job of keeping your tobacco fresh for a few days. So, frankly, it's just really good looking. So they've got it in several colors at Missouri Meerschaum's website. So, they're real traditional old logo, just looks really, really sharp on there, particularly with that bronze color that they've put. So anyway, check it out. You can go to corncobpipe.com and look under accessories and other accessories, and they've got the Missouri Meerschaum pocket jars listed, and they'll ship it right to your front door.
Well, there you go. And hey, if you happen to be rocking a Missouri Meerschaum pocket jar, be sure to take a picture of it, put it out on the social media. It's a great way to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know we appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week, coming in this week from Dan Ray, who writes in saying, I have been smoking pipes for approximately 2 years and was primarily a cigar smoker prior to that. I struggled with really tasting anything from my pipe tobaccos. Do you have any tips or maybe a pipe tobacco that I for sure might taste something from so I can have the experience and learn from it? I, at times, have an indestructible sweet taste on the side of my tongue, or I might taste a grassy note, but that's about all. I want to experience more from each tobacco. Thanks for your time. And again, that is from Dan Ray.
Dan, great question, man. Yeah, this is something that comes up a lot for our newer pipe smokers and just pipe smokers that have kind of got stuck in a rut and they're like, man, I just don't taste the flavors like I used to anymore, that kind of thing. A lot of folks, too, coming from the cigar world, the cigar flavors a lot of times are less nuanced than the pipe, but they punch harder, So you might get less specific flavor or you might get less complexity, but it's but you get it more clearly, you know. And on a pipe, you kind of sometimes have to hunt for those wispy flavor tones. So my tip for the pipe would be certainly to smoke as slow as possible while keeping the pipe lit. I constantly go back to telling our pipe smokers that, you know, as you're smoking through the bowl, it's just very important to sip your pipe and to learn to smoke it at a cadence that is relaxed and slow and truly relaxed, you know, just in a way that is enough to keep it lit, but not so hot as to raise the temperature of the tobacco. So, you know, when the pipe smokes cooler, you get more flavor and less of the heat that's on your tongue. So I would recommend that. You know, if you're looking for you know, really sweet tobaccos in order to taste the sweetness that you might get from them, you know, I'd recommend something like a Sutliff's Malt Dolce. You know, at the Country Squire, we make a tobacco that's very popular called Old Toby. We send it all over the world, and it's very aromatic. You're certainly going to get a sweet taste there. You know, other than that, if you wanted to try something that kind of pushes the boundaries a little bit and try to just force your palate to experience new flavors, you might try something like a GLP Westminster, you know, a Cornell and Deal, you know, Exhausted Rooster, or, you know, just something that's totally out of your wheelhouse that would kind of give you an opportunity to learn to smoke different types of tobacco slowly that have more nuanced flavors. Yeah, just give it a shot. Keep working at it. And, you know, I think a lot of times it just, you know, goes with, you know, good habits of learning how to smoke your pipe properly. And eventually, hopefully you'll get it.
You know, so we did that three-part How to Train Your Palate series. And, you know, it's interesting because on the one hand, I'm really proud of that series because it really doesn't, it like takes people through the gambit of how to expand your palate, how to even define terms and that sort of thing. But at the same time, it was, but I do wonder, in as much as like there was a goal to kind of, you know, speak to
them. Have we created a monster?
Well, like we had this desire to speak to like the newer pipe smoker with that, but I wonder if it's almost too intimidating. You know what I mean? Like it was like too much information. And so
it kind of was. I mean, it really, it, in some sense, was. You know, it was almost like, you know, you need to get a diploma after after listening to all that.
I did feel like there should have been like a walking across the stage and like you flip your, you know, your tassel and you get handed a diploma and a pipe and, you know, go forth unto
shake
the world.
Bo's hand. Yeah.
But Dan, great question. And hey, if you've got any questions, pipe questions, send those in show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire questions.
Ow! All right, man, it's Thanksgiving edition, and instead of an either or, we're doing a little bit different. I'm going to rapid fire you with courses, okay? From the Thanksgiving table, and you have to tell me immediately the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, and with no commentary. Like just
no commentary at all. We just write it down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. I like this. Okay. Go ahead.
Judgment comes thereafter. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Right.
Here we go. Meat.
Turkey.
Turkey. Main side dish.
Sweet potato casserole.
Green beans. Second side dish.
Macaroni and cheese.
Well, now I'm saying sweet potato casserole. Bread. Bread dish.
Now I'm just hungry. a biscuit. A homemade biscuit.
Cornbread oyster dressing. Dessert. Dessert. John David.
I know. It's what's this stuff? Pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato casserole and pumpkin pie. All right. Fine.
See, that's the thing. Sweet potato casserole is kind of dessert anyway. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Pecan pie. And then finally, drink. What you drinking?
Half and half sweet and unsweet tea.
Wow. Okay. All right.
You wanted a rapid fire response.
No, there that's good. Man, we're talking Thanksgiving. There's wine, man. I need wine to fuel me throughout a Thanksgiving
meal.
Well,
no, that's true. And you know, typically too, the Egg Bowl, which is where Mississippi State and Ole Miss play our annual rivalry football game, is typically that game is on Thanksgiving, and so the you know, alcohol comes out later in the day, and then you know, depending on what direction your team is going, and how many terrible things you've said in front of your family because of said game, then you know, you may or may not consume more. So anyway, there it is.
It's so interesting because when that game comes on, everybody in my family is glued to the TV except for me, but I still sit there. I'll still sit and watch and, you know, like, you know, they'll commentate and that sort of thing. And I'll basically be on my phone looking up like Black Friday deals.
I know. Dude, they've got a Dell laptop with a, you know, 16 megabyte processor or whatever.
Okay, that's not incorrect. Yes. Anyway,
there it
all
is.
Right. Yeah, there it is. That's our quick fire Thanksgiving edition. hope you enjoyed that. I wanted to try something different because in the past we've done Thanksgiving dishes back and forth, and I mean you can only do turkey versus ham so many times. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
This is like a litmus test or something. All right, there you go. If you got quick fire questions for us, send them into the show. That's show at countrysquireradio.com. Again, that is show at countrysquireradio.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
Listener feedback. All right, man, listener feedback coming in from Brian Wilson, Carbondale, Illinois. I was actually
Carbondale, Illinois.
There we go. Yeah, so from Carbondale, we got Brian Wilson. Here's what he has to say. Hi, guys. After listening to the When to Retire a Pipe episode, I was moved to write and tell you about a few pipes in my collection that are retired, but incredibly special to me. They belong to my grandpa, and I inherited them after his death 10 years ago. They are modest pipes by collection standards, two Dr. Graybos and a Missouri Meerschaum, all around 30 years old and all heavily smoked. And when I say heavily, I mean heavily. You can't pass air through the stem when you suck on them. They're completely caked up. The bowl of the Missouri Meerschaum has a huge crack on the side from where you can tell it got too hot. But in the end, my grandpa loved his pipes. And I loved them because I loved him. So they sit on my pipe rack, never to be cleaned. And all right, so this got emotional here.
About
at the
to
end.
Weep, yeah.
Never to be cleaned and always to be appreciated.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Brian Wilson, again, from Carbondale, Illinois. Brian,
know,
man, wow.
And Brian, that's awesome. You know, and that... Someone could give you, you know, an amber root Dunhill that was from your birth year and, you know, all this fancy stuff or, you know, whatever fancy pipe it is. And you would throw it aside for those pipes any day. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, just 10 times out of 10, like you would take your grandpa's pipes over those any day. And, man, those are special, you know, and also a lot of folks, they do clean these pipes and then, you know, the pipes wind up being cleaned and then sit on your rack or whatever, but you're leaving the cake in there. And I like that. I like that. I mean, that was your grandpa's cake. Like he, you know, each cake is, again, we talk about it being like cast iron skillets, you know, seasoning over time, making your smoke sweeter and cooler and more consistent and all that stuff. And man, your grandfather's, his pipe smoking, I don't know, habits and preferences and, you know, all that are in those pipes still. It's just awesome. So, thanks so much for sharing that. That's really, really special. And, don't smoke them. Leave them on the rack. Leave that cake in there. Leave them just clogged up. And, think about the good times you had with your papa.
I love this, man. This speaks so much to legacy, like the aspect of the pipe that is kind of legacy embodied. And I really we've talked about the pipe as kind of like a talisman and just kind of all, you know, like what, you know, this is a part of the show where I'm going to wax poetic here for a quick second, but there is something to that. Like the pipe tells a story and even in its broken state, it still kind of holds, you know, the narrative. You know, I think often actually about, especially like this last past year, just about how our bodies tell a story, right? Like when we die and when an autopsy is done, like when I die and an autopsy is done, whoever's looking at my body is going to see on my left hand, the back of my left hand, that I have got a scar that I got. And then assuming if they know their craft, they'll know it came from a dog. And like, you remember Gibbs, my like terrible dog Gibbs?
I do, man. Yeah, I do.
That dog was wild. But anyway, Gibbs scratched the living daylights out of me.
You carry a little bit of Gibbs with you. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like the body tells a story and it's just one of those things where there's like little nooks and crannies and everything else. And there are items that we have. And the pipe is one of those items that also carry those nooks and crannies and tell a story. And the stories are kind of intertwined. It makes me think, man, you know, you and I, we've been talking a lot about the future of this show. And we've been talking a lot about the kind of episodes we want to do as we kind of think about the next, you know, phase of Country Squire Radio.
Yeah.
And I think in the heart of this email is, I think, something very near and dear to the heart of where we want to see the show go in this next coming year. So Brian, thank you so much for this email, man. This was, this was really great.
Well said, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, man. Listener feedback. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to send some in, you can send it into the show. That's show at countrysquireradio.com. You can also tweet into the show at Squire Radio. You can reach John David at John David Cole, or the shop is at _ Country Squire. But all that information and more, including where you can go to nominate your best of for the year that has been 2021, is all available at countrysquireradio.com. Well, man, we have been talking, tracking, and packing. It's time to get tracking. No, packing. So we can
get tracking.
Get tracking. That would have made more sense.
It fell flat.
Well, you know what won't? Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Bo. I'm thankful for you, man. Give me a shout when you get in town.
I'm thankful for you too. Let's go have a day.
See you, brother.